and welcome back to the Northern Blues podcast. My name is Grace Phillips from the Carlton Media team, and I'm joined in the studio by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Josh, welcome back.
Thanks, Grace.
Now, only 2 days away until the big season opener, which we're looking forward to talking about. But first off, we've seen a lot of changes in the Northern Blues. I know you've recently finalised your playing list and your leadership group. Can you talk us through what we'll be seeing?
Yeah, it's been a pretty extensive process. We've had up to 80 players through our program over the summer. So you can imagine that that's been a real challenge from the coaching end. But really excited to, I guess, welcome some new players to the club, namely guys that have had some AFL experience in Cam O'Shea from Port Adelaide, Luke Russell from the Gold Coast, and Alex Brown from Essendon. So that's been an enormous positive over the summer. But I guess just as importantly, we've had players recommit to the club, and also we've attracted some young talent from local level and from TAC Cup level. So we're really excited about the list we've put together, and we're really confident in saying we've got some more depth that we haven't had in the past and guys that are ready to step up for VFL senior footy. So it's been a really exciting summer, and now that the games are here, we're apt to, put it all into practice and see these boys play.
You've had a heavily rotated playing group, but it must be a vote of confidence for the co-vice captains that they've retained their positions.
Yeah, and again, that was an extensive process in terms of giving the players some ownership on who they wanted to represent them in official leadership roles. So to retain our structure there with Tommy Wilson, captain, Glenn Strawn and Zach Ballard, both vice-captains, that's been really pleasing. But to add some leadership density around that with a 9-man leadership group, and the three new players I mentioned, Luke Russell, Cam O'Shea and Alex Brown, all voted in. Sam Russell, for the first time, voted in. And Dyson Stevens is a younger player who's been voted in. So really healthy leadership group, some great leadership quality amongst those players, and just adds to the depth in our list and the experience.
And speaking of your list, who else has impressed you in the group?
I think a lot of the guys that have recommitted have taken their footy to another level. So talk about Dyson Stevens, Kyder Close is a young player. The guys that we've mentioned, the ex-AFL experience, speak for themselves. But Tommy Wilson, even as a captain, best and fairest team of the year last year, he's gone to another level. So there's just a far more even spread across the board. And, I guess as the season unfolds, there's always a couple of players that jump up as well. So there's probably not one player in particular that's impressed us the most. I think, again, it's just the depth of our list now that we maybe didn't have this time last year.
I think we've all been pretty impressed by your list in the pre-season. You've won 3 out of 4 practice matches, I believe.
We have. It's been encouraging, almost a little scary because our form has been reasonable heading into round one. You want to make sure that continues, but to the players' credit, they've put forward our game plan and they've executed really well. And individuals are taking a lot more ownership compared to this time last year. So it's been a really positive pre-season phase. And I'm confident that our best is going to be really good. The thing we're trying to work on is consistency. And I guess when you introduce young players, which we've done from Carlton's end and also from the Northern Blues end, you want to just maintain that consistency. So that's going to be a big focus. But so far, it's been really positive.
It has been. And players from Carlton's end have been really stepping up lately. We've seen really impressive things from Harry Mackay and Andrew Gallucci. How have you rated their development so far?
Well, Harry just keeps developing. I guess in a lot of ways he's a first-year player. He didn't play a lot of footy last year and he's a tall key position player. So traditionally they take a little bit longer to develop, but he's had a really strong summer and he's put together some pleasing form. I guess the game against Richmond where he kicked 4 goals, 3, so he probably should have kicked 6 or 7, stands out. But even last week against Werribee there were some really encouraging signs. And Andrew Gallucci coming back from injury to perform the way he did first up probably surprised everyone. So he showed us what he's capable of, and if he keeps delivering on that sort of form, then he's going to have a terrific season.
And you said against Werribee, we almost saw somebody else come out against Werribee, and that was you. What happened there?
That was never on the cards. That was an April Fool's joke, a stitch up, but it was an interesting one because some people were messaging me saying there's no way that could happen. I'm past that level, but some people are saying, yeah, maybe that could happen. So I'm not sure where it all sits, but it was a bit of fun, and I think it fooled quite a few people, but I can categorically say I'd be nowhere near VFL level these days.
Well, it fooled me. And you'll kick off the season this Saturday against Port Melbourne. Can you go into that game with a little bit of confidence with those 3 wins under your belt?
Yeah, we can, no doubt. I guess the thing about this week is it's a massive game for Port Melbourne, obviously, and as it is for us being round one, but it's a standalone VFL game to start the season off, but it's a big call to arms for Port Melbourne. They've had a few different things happening off field over the summer, so we know they're building the game up, but it's equally as important for us that we start the season off on the right note. So historically, we haven't had a lot of success at their ground, and I know our players are looking forward to getting out there round one and putting their best foot forward. So really excited for the game, and I'm sure there's going to be a big crowd. As I said, it was a standalone game, and obviously I think we're in much better shape than we were this time last year, round one, so we expect a good performance.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, guys.